This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Tonight sees the grand final of LEGO Masters, wrapping up the third season of the show, which has been adored by viewers both young and old, including myself. Joining us live on the phone is the one and only judge, Brickman himself. Good morning, Ryan McNaught, and welcome back to Hope Breakfast.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Now, Ryan, you are three seasons in and the show is an absolute hit. You must be so proud and pleased of this.
Oh, look, I am. But obviously, we're just part of the machine that makes it. There's a lot of people involved, but probably none more so than the contestants themselves. They're the ones that are doing all the incredible work. So very proud of them, I guess.
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. And some of the builds, especially this season, have just absolutely been incredible. Look, you yourself, you're so dedicated to the judging process and encouraging the contestants that you often get choked up when they're eliminated, which just breaks my heart a little bit. I think that you could be the nicest judge in all of reality television.
Oh, shucks. Thank you very much. Look, it's funny. I guess the thing is, and as you know, watching the show, these contestants, they really slog it out for, days and days and weeks, and they're so invested in the process. And so when you see really nice people, unfortunately, have to leave the show, it kind of bites a little bit,
Yeah, it is really hard. Unfortunately, it is really sad seeing, nice people eliminated from competitions. I guess that's just the way the cookie crumbles, but it doesn't make it any easier, hey?
No, that's exactly right. And, it is the show, and that's the way that, the kind of like we were saying on television last night, the rules of the weighty tome of LEGO Masters book says that unfortunately someone has to go. So, yeah, it's the way it goes.
Look, you are the only LEGO certified professional in the Southern Hemisphere, which is a massive achievement, only one of 14 around the world as well. Does that mean that it's you that comes up with all the challenges on the show?
Look, it's a bit of a team effort, to be honest, like most of these things. I mean, LEGO Masters is a pretty big show, so there's a lot of people involved. Some of them, yes, and others, no. But what we do is we actually test all of the challenges ourselves. So we have quite a team of people. We put ourselves through the paces just to make sure that we're being realistic and we get to have fun like the contestants do.
I was going to say, that must be the absolute best part of your job because you just love LEGO so much.
Oh, it is, and I've got to say, there is one downside to LEGO Masters, if I can share.
Yeah.
Is that I'm in this environment surrounded by millions of LEGO bricks with all these creative people, and I'm not allowed to play with a LEGO.
Oh.
So it's like torture, right?
You're not allowed to touch it?
Not really, no.
Oh, that's dreadful.
Occasionally I'll go into the brick pit and have a bit of a, build something up a little bit, but it's very interesting.
Now, I have a bit of a hard question for you. Some of the contestants this year have massive, massive collections of LEGO, and I know that LEGO in general is pretty pricey. Does that mean LEGO is a bit of a rich person's sport?
Look, the trick with LEGO is, I know I've been doing it for a very long time. I remember my very first ever LEGO, so it cost 29 cents from Coles.
So, whoa.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if it cost that nowadays?
That'd be amazing.
But the thing is, the plain LEGO bricks, if you were to just buy a normal box of, Creator LEGO sets, it's still pretty much the same price that it was in the 90s. However, in saying that, if you were to buy a Star Wars LEGO set or a Harry Potter LEGO set or whatever, then obviously, you've got to pay the Disney tax or the Harry Potter tax or whatever the case happens to be a little bit on top of that. So, I guess it's horses for courses, you're in on,
It's a little bit of the themed kind of tripping people up these days rather than just going for the basic bricks.
Yeah, well, and it's a classic. It's a bit of a retail thing. If you go into a toy store into the LEGO aisle and at eye level is all the Star Wars sets, but across a couple of shelves down is the plain LEGO. And so, yeah.
Right. Okay. So the trick is to not get, dented your hip pocket bit is to get these basic bricks. Okay.
Don't be sucked in by Darth Vader. That's the trick.
I love that. Now, Ryan, give us a sneak peek. What can we expect to see in tonight's finale of LEGO Masters? How long are the builds that we're going to see?
It's a long one. It follows the same format as our previous two seasons. So pretty much our contestants get to choose what they want to build today. So they get to bring their imagination in an incredible way.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so excited. Now, I believe that you actually don't know who wins, right?
No, I don't. Obviously, I have a brick, which I cast a vote, which is worth 50 votes, and then obviously 250 members of the public get to come in and cast their vote. So I know who I've voted for, but yes, I don't know who wins. So we'll find out today, which is fantastic.
Oh, okay. You almost find out with the rest of us. That's exciting. Now, I have some listener questions. You are very well loved in this community, Brookman. So I'm just going to go through only a couple. I can't get through all of them. But text 175 says, I want to ask if the contestants, they do the challenges broken up into breaks and time for camera asides, or do they do it all at once?
No, we do stop for breaks. It's not a Lego prison workshop. We're not that nasty. So let's just say it's a 14-hour build, for example's sake. Or we might film that over a couple of days and then another day for judging and photography and all of those kind of bits and pieces. So, we obviously need to look after our contestants because they're the lifeblood of the show. So we need to make sure they're taken care of.
Now, last night saw a huge build, a tree made of 400 kilograms of Lego. Like, that is just amazing amounts. What actually happens with all of the builds? Do they get dismantled? Do they get stored somewhere?
Yeah, so our tree, for example's sake, we obviously built that tree well in advance of the show. And, there's a lot of engineering and bits and pieces in that. So that build itself will stay together. But the actual contestants' builds, some of them we'll keep, and they might be given away as part of a charity drive, or there might be a prize for a competition or whatever. So we do give away a few of the contestants' builds, but the vast majority get broken up and put back into the brick pit for everyone to reuse.
Oh, that's awesome. I love some sustainable Lego, I must admit.
Yeah.
Now, Charlotte asks, will there ever be a kids' version of Lego Masters? And if yes, do you think you'll judge it?
So this is probably the most commonly asked question.
Yes.
I get out of all of the shows. And the answer is hopefully one day. I mean, that's all up to obviously Channel 9, whether they want to go down that path. But I can't see any reason why not. I think it'd be a lot of fun. And of course, I'd love to judge it.
I think there's a lot of kids on the show. I think I've got about 12 versions of this question just this morning. So I think there's a lot of people hoping that a kids version will come very soon. And Ryan, one final question for you. We know that you can't really kind of get stuck into the challenges. You are the judge. You've got to keep your hands off. But do you ever wish you could just kind of get stuck into it with the contestants?
Oh, sometimes. And it's funny, our contestants, they're so awesome, but occasionally they'll get stuck on a technical problem, or they'll get stuck with a bit of builder's block or something or other. And the pain is real, but I do want to get in there and help them. I got to tell you, the pain is definitely real.
Oh, dear. Sometimes they just need expert advice, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, the Lego Masters Grand Finale kicks off tonight at 7:30 on 9. Thank you so much for calling in to Hope Breakfast, Brickman.
Oh, my pleasure. Take it easy.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.